Good morning, West Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5. My name is Taylor, and I have a special guest that's going to give us a little detail on the life of working in radio, and maybe some tips if you're interested in that same career path. That guest is J.D. Green. He's been working for iHeartRadio the past 13 and a half years, as well as the current program director and PM Drive for WPGB Pittsburgh, or Big 104.7. Anything you'd like to add, J.D.?
No, you nailed it. It's country music, so if you like country music, you should listen to Big 104.7. There you go.
So, how long have you been in broadcasting?
I was a senior in high school, sort of in a long time ago, 1999. I started at a radio station down in Weirton, which is, I think it's called The River now. It was 106.3. Worked for a guy named Joey Klapek.
Very interesting.
And I started on that. My first job was just being a board op, and I did that with they ran the Pittsburgh Pirate games, and I just board opped that, and then kind of fell in love with radio at that moment.
So, other than like that station in Weirton, where else did you work? Did you work anywhere else interesting?
Yeah, I worked in my first full time job would have been in Wheeling. It was at the time called Womp FM, which was like a top 40. Now I think it's a country station now too, but I went from there to Morgantown, West Virginia, to Indianapolis, Indiana, and then to Pittsburgh. I worked at 96.1 KISS for a couple years, and then I went to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and then came back here 5 years ago.
So you've just kind of been all over the place.
It's kind of the way that there's a lot of us that do, like, a lot of radio is a very small industry, and a lot of people have moved around a lot. Like, I'm probably not done moving. I hope for a little while, because I want to raise my kids here, but it's, to move up, sometimes you have to move.
So, did anything, like, influence you, like, into your decision to go into radio? Like, any major influence on that?
You know, a lot, like, if you probably interviewed 10 people to do what I do, 9 of them would have, like, this story of sitting in front of a radio, listening to insert DJ, and listening to, like, radio, and being like, this is what I want to do. I was more of a music person and sports, so I was into sports. I played sports in high school, and I kind of wanted to, after I was done, I didn't have a direction to path that I wanted to, like, I didn't have a career path. My grades were awful, so I was kind of stuck, and I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I met the guy at that radio station, I said, The River or whatever. I met him, and I was like, hey, can I come job shadow you? I had a class, and I job shadowed him, and that day when I was there, I fell in love with it. So I guess that at that moment I was in, but I never knew that it would be a career.
It worked out. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're good. It worked out, so I'm happy that I did it.
So, like, would you, if you had the chance to go back, like, would you change, like, your career path?
Not at all. No, not at all. Only thing I would have changed, I always say, the only thing I would have changed is cared more about baseball. I cared more about basketball than baseball, and I was probably a better baseball player than I was a basketball player, so if I had done that, then maybe I would, like, I'm glad I didn't, because maybe I would have maybe went to college and did something, and then this all would have never happened. But no, I would not change a damn thing.
So, over the years of you bouncing around in it from radio station and so on, have you had any, like, unique opportunities, like going anywhere, meeting people?
I mean, as in, I all the time. Yeah, it's hard to, like, kind of narrow down one or two. There's been some oh wow moments. There's been oh wow moments, like, even with, like, I play music, like playing. I play Jamboree in the Hills, so those are moments that you say. I play music. So there was a few years. I think it was the last Jamboree in the Hills, and I was playing, and Toby Keith came up on stage and played with us. So that was, and he wouldn't have done that if it wasn't for what I do for a living. And then, so that was a moment. I went to Mexico with Jason Aldean. Like, he had some of us go with him. I went to Reba McEntire's house, and I peed on her toilet seat because I wanted to say I peed on Reba's toilet seat. Now sounds very ungrown up, and I was probably 28 and drunk at the time, so there's that. But we could go on, like, this Saturday I'm going to be able to hang out with Luke Combs before the show, so there's always really cool opportunities that you go, really, this is my life? Okay, I can do this.
So you said you couldn't narrow
it down. Also being syndicated, I was on like 130 some radio stations at one time too. That was neat.
Really? Like 130 different radio stations?
Yeah. I was on a bunch of iHeart stations for a while there. I've kind of changed. That was when I was just the radio DJ. Like when I just did a show, but you know, I moved on to management and programming, so I can't do all that.
How did you like manage it at the time, though? Even when you were still just DJ, like 130.
It was usually like it wasn't that hard. It was just you did your main show in your city. So in Minneapolis, I would do my regular 3 to 7, and then I would, when a song was on, I would give a different break to like all the other stations. So it wasn't as difficult as it sounds.
You don't have to say that. It sounds cooler. So. After that, I think we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll get into a few more questions dealing with some things that this job can bring, as well as some advice for anyone interested in this field. Until then, let's get into some more music on WGLZ. Welcome back, West Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5. If you're just tuning in, we are talking to J.D. Green. He's the program director and PM Drive for Big 104.7. So getting right back into these questions, what are some things you would tell people who are interested in this field or just starting out?
Same that you would tell pretty much anybody that is doing any field, I guess you would say. When I started out, it was yes, I'll do that. So if you're going to be a insert job there, you would say, yeah, I can do that. So I think with radio, you need to be open-minded to doing everything you can to be heard, be seen, I guess you would say, and be a good person. That's what we look for when we're hiring. It's like when we talk to people that we're interviewing for jobs, the first thing we'll do is call their employer and ask if they're a team player and things like that. And so with me, when I look back at it, starting out, I just wanted to be on the radio, but I still dressed up like they had like a, you know, like radio stations have mascots.
Yeah.
Like I would wear the damn mascot uniform. And go out in public and do that. And it was just because I just wanted to be the guy that anybody in the building would go to for anything. And like when I look at my staff, I have two people on my staff right now. One, I'll just, Travis, when I first met him, he walked into the, like I was at a bar event and he walked in and I was like, this kid's got some charisma to him. And then as the year went on, you everybody in the building went to Travis for something, either to go run a promotions event, to run the board, to be on the radio, to host things, because he was always there and he worked his butt off. So that's advice probably for, like I said, any career. Work hard, be nice, things will happen. Be a good person.
Be a good person.
But if you don't have, that being said, he had the personality too. Like not everybody can do what us radio, and I mean, imagine the same as for TV and anything that's kind of like where you're in the spotlight a little bit. You have to have that kind of attitude where you're like, okay, I want it to be about me a little bit, and you got to be able to turn it on and always be like up and excited and happy. So it takes a certain kind of personality to do it, but if you have that personality and you have a hard work ethic and you are a good person, this is a good job to do.
So earlier you mentioned like you playing in band and everything. Has that ever carried over into your work?
Oh, I would say so. I'm the band's Township Road, but the work has probably opened doors for it. And I think that we have a show at Jurgles. Jurgles is a venue up here in Pittsburgh. It's a Christmas show with a guy named Chase Rice. Now Chase Rice is a massive country singer, but we'll open for him. So, like, that's opened doors for us to be able to do that, and it also gives me a chance, like, in front of a sold-out show at Jurgles to promote my radio station, promote my radio show, and entertain you with music. So it's a big part of it.
So it's a huge win-win for all these events that you're open for.
And it's fun. And it's a lot of fun. Like, I'll be honest with you, if I could have just played music for a living, I probably would have done that, but I'm not good enough. That was the other reason why I got into radio. I loved music, but I wasn't as good as the guys that are making music, so I had to talk up songs on the radio.
Do you have any events or openings or anything coming up?
I play that show I just told you about, Jurgles, It's in December 18th. And then the show that I'm forcing you to come to is Black Friday at Celebrations in Imperial.
So are you, like, overall happy with your success? I'd say you're pretty successful.
I don't know about that. Very happy. Yeah. I mean, I when I remember when I was in Morgantown doing radio, I thought that my life was going to be, and it'd have been a great life. It would have been, I thought I was going to be in Morgantown forever, and I would be like a wedding DJ, and I would play weddings on the weekends, and then I would do the radio thing, and that was going to be it. And like I said, I thought that was it. And then by the strike of luck, somehow I ended up getting a job in Indianapolis and getting into like major market radio, I guess you would say. And then that started opening different doors, and it started making me go, oh, I kind of like being a music director. Oh, I like being a program director. And so, yeah, I'm extremely happy. It's good. It's an industry that is hard right now, meaning that there's so much. Like, when I got into radio, there wasn't podcasts, there wasn't iPhones, there wasn't social media, there wasn't Spotify. So all those things did not exist. So now you're in an industry that is still thriving, but it's more competitive than it was before. Like, if you wanted new music before, you just always got it from the radio. Now you have other avenues to get it, so we have to continue to, as you know, as broadcasters and as a company and as an industry, to keep growing with all that stuff. And we do that with iHeart, because I work for iHeart Radio. There's nobody that does it better than us when it comes to radio broadcasts.
So, I mean, it sounds like you're doing pretty great for yourself, and like you said, you just explained to us. So overall, like, is there anything else you'd want to add to the ending of this interview for anyone listening?
Oh, no, man. I mean, listen to Big 104.7. Or, even better, follow me on Instagram, JD Green on Big.
All right, so then I guess that just about does it on our end. Thank you, JD, so much for taking the time to talk to us. It means a lot.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And thank you for listening to WGLZ West Liberty 91.5, the Hilltops hit music station.